This is Dr. Minhas. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Caroline Hall, CaroLineHall. Date of birth 05/05/1994. Date of appointment 04/18/2025. Requesting physician Maureen Russell, MaureenRussell. Dear Maureen Russell, I have the pleasure of seeing Caroline Hall today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 30-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who is feeling a tightness of the head, back issue, floater in the eyes, headache once in a while, sharp pain, legs are weak, feels forgetfulness, pressure in the head, feels like something moving on the scalp, seen by the ophthalmologist, diagnosed with the optic nerve issue, seen by Dr. Rehman, R-H-E-E-M-A-N, MRI of the brain done last summer at St. Mary's Hospital, which is normal, having upper back pain between the shoulder blades, tried muscle relaxant and Aleve, nothing helping, feels muscles are weak and twitches, feels sometimes pain in the calf. These symptoms started about 2 years ago, not seen by the rheumatologist, lot of blood tests done and normal EMG of the lower extremities done last summer by Dr. Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O, which is normal. He feels dizzy and lightheaded, having numbness and tingling in the feet and legs. Urine color is normal. She becomes forgetful. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, wisdom teeth removal. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She's single, lives with a boyfriend, have one kid. Family history, mother alive with stroke and cholesterol problem, father alive with aneurysm and cholesterol problem, three sister. One sister has some syndrome, she does not know the exact name. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble, weakness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulders are normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 30-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Number two, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number three, headache. Number four, back pain. Number five, chronic pain syndrome. Number six, pain in the limb. Number seven, joint pain. Number eight, vertigo and dizziness. Number nine, memory loss. Next paragraph. In the presence of normal examination, any neurological disease is less likely. But I will order some blood tests, including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, double stranded DNA, RA factor, CPK, aldolase, acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. MRI of the brain already done and is normal. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.